Are you ready? Welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a channel where you get an unfiltered, raw, and authentic conversation about the challenges of being an entrepreneur and tips and tricks on how you can scale your business to the next level. If you are looking to scale your business, then you're in the right place. Introducing our host, Alexa D'Agostino.
Hello and welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a podcast where we come live every week to share with you tips and tricks on how to scale your business to millions. Today, we're going to talk about the difference between building a brand and building a business. What's the difference? Because a lot of people use these words interchangeably, and they are, in fact, different things. And yet we talk about them as one thing, and they're not. They're two different things. So in this episode, we're going to discuss the difference, why they're both important. And I could not have a better person than Debbie Shannon, my COO, that will argue that a brand is not the business. And the business is not the brand. They are two different things. And it's important to understand the difference. So let's talk basics. You want to talk basics? Let's talk business versus brand. So a business is an entity. It sells something, whether it's a product, a service, in exchange for moolah. Moolah, which is money. Primary focus of a business is to generate profit, like period. Even I got news for you, even nonprofits, they're not profits. They are profit.
Right.
They want profit too. Everybody wants profit, right? Where a brand is more creating what I would call an emotional connection. A brand isn't really out there to make money. The vision and the goal of the brand is to make an emotional connection with the audience. Now, you need both, but they are two very different things. And so I look at a brand more as the promise of the company, where business is a business. Like Debbie's all business. If you can see her right now, she's all business. She's the biz to the biz.
I am. I'm the biz miz.
Biz miz.
Yeah, it's
business to the biz.
I mean, brand really kind of falls into an asset class as far as I'm concerned. It's an asset. Just, you know, it's like saying your warehouse is your business. It's not. It's an asset that helps you, you know, do business, and the same thing with a brand. So it's an asset, but it should be treated with the respect that it deserves for sure.
There's different focus. There's different strategies. I mean, a lot of times, and this is where I think Gary Vee has it wrong. Gary Vee's like, focus on building your brand, focus on building your brand. But like people that brand takes years. Like, yes, yeah, you should start building content, get comfortable with it. I mean, I look at myself now versus even 2 years ago, and my content is so much better. I was awful with content because I just wasn't used to it. You could be an expert and not be good at videoing or being on camera. And Gary Vee's point is just go out, do content, content, content. It's going to make you money. No, it doesn't. Making content does not equal money. It builds a brand, and building a brand doesn't mean you make money. There's plenty of people. Think about all the people that have millions of followers on TikTok and Instagram, and they make no money, or they're fighting with brands to pay them $500 to do content creation. And brands are like, forget you, I'll use so-and-so who'll do it for 100, you know? So it's like, this is the world we're in.
Well, he's kind of in a class by himself, right? And everybody wants to kind of emulate what he's done. And that's great and everything, but he can say build your brand because he has a brand that he can build, but he didn't have that day one. There's no way he had that day one. So it's a little off-putting because it's going to throw you off the roadmap a little bit. If you think that content is going to build your brand, it will, but to your point, Alexa, that's a long game. That's a very long game. And it's actually organic in nature. It just takes time. In the meantime, you've got to be making money.
I think zero to six figures, you're building a business. I think six to seven figures, you're building a brand. And you can even argue, zero to seven figures is building a business, and building a multi seven, eight figures, building a brand. Honestly. Yeah. Think about right? Like multi seven figure agency. And I mean, we're not really focused on our brand. We're just focused on building a business.
We have a logo.
And a website that's really out of date, but we still make business.
We're so busy, you know, we're so busy with the service.
This is not important. This is the problem. Tanya and I just did an episode on prioritization and using your time wisely. People are like, oh, I'm going to redo my website. This, that. One of our students on my call on Wednesday was like, oh, I'm rebuilding my website. I'm like, this is your third website and you still haven't made money. You're wasting your time and your money and your resources. That's stupid. I made six figures with my first coaching company without even a landing page. Right. You don't need that.
Websites are now what the yellow pages used to be. Like, it's there and you kind of have to park it and have it, but it is not where people are deciding whether or not they're going to do business with you. They're there to get your business operating hours and your phone number, maybe.
Yeah.
And actually they're going to do that on Facebook or social. So yeah. That's where they're
going. I mean, content's important because people do look you up. And yeah. I'm not saying don't build a brand immediately. You should immediately start building the brand, but it shouldn't be your sole focus. Your sole focus should be sales calls, converting those sales calls into clients. And then, which most people do not talk about, filling those clients to the best of your ability, because your reputation's at stake. And if you want to build a business, you need people to stay as clients, because it's harder to replace clients. But so many people, when they're building their business, are so focused on marketing and lead gen that they're not even focusing on fulfillment, which is the most important part of running a business.
If you look at like product companies, you'll see that they get proof of concept on the product long before there's any branding around it. They have to make sure that the product has a good market fit, that there's a target audience for it, that it's scalable. All those things have to be decided up front. The brand gets built on top of the proof of concept. I mean, one of my last clients, he started with one product, and we ended up with two brands, 20 products in each and multiple categories, and it went international. But it all started with one product. He didn't have a brand. His brand was a model name for that product. It was two alpha characters and a number. There's no brand. It was, you know, so we had to build the brand on top of it, but we got the proof of concept. We went into the marketplace and we decided who, you know, is the best client for this, what problems we solve for them, why they love it, what they don't love about it, and how to package all of that into the branding eventually. But we had to sell some stuff first. Like, we had to sell the product, and we did, but yeah, people get it wrong. Now, this is where the line gets blurred, though. So I'm glad we're talking about this. And this is where your expertise is kind of off the charts. It's a little different if you're a service provider. I mean, it's not different, but there's this perception, you mentioned it with the Gary Vee thing, there's this perception that I have to put this facade out there and buy the cover of Forbes and do this thing and build my, and then there's nothing to back it up. There's nothing to back up the brand. Like, you know, how many people have we seen, even like on Clubhouse and different places, is like they put themselves out there as this particular expert, which then people are going to consume and hire in order to solve whatever problem they're having in their business, only to find out that it's just a good looking Instagram feed, some cool, you know, taglines. It's like this person's never made a payroll. They've never built a business.
No. And you bring up a good point, because so many people build a following or they go on speaking gigs. And I'm like, oh, this person's speaking on big stages. They must be making a lot of money. And the perfect example is I met a guy at the ClickFunnels, and he was on stage at ClickFunnels. I'm like, so we end up going out to lunch with him. You know, Tani and I, like, we just infiltrate ourselves. And we go out to lunch with this dude. And I'm like, oh, you know, you must be running like a 7-figure business to be on, you know, the ClickFunnels stage. No. The guy barely had a 6-figure business. And I'm like, but you're on big stages. And he's like, yeah, I don't really have an offer that I'm selling. I have one, but I don't know if it's really working. I'm like, dude, you were just on one of the biggest stages in marketing, and you're telling me you're not even making at least 6 figures, you know? So you'd be surprised how many people, like, again, that's a perfect example of somebody building a brand and not a business. Like, you have to have both. They're both important. You have to have the content, but you also have to have the business part of it, because a business can't survive without profit. And, you know, and a brand cannot exist without a strong customer base that believes in the company. So that's why you need both.
And the very, 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 very most critical element of any business, small or medium, especially, is cash flow. You will not survive if you don't have proper health.
You cannot go through a podcast episode without you mentioning cash flow. It's all about cash flow, cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. We're talking about branding, but it's about cash flow.
Everything comes back to cash
flow. Holy shit.
It's a business. It's a business.
Cash flow.
cash. You
the
need
one
cash.
Thing in your business, cash flow. The most important thing, cash flow.
Cash flow.
Hey you guys, know, if you walk away with anything, cash flow. What can you live without cash flow?
All right, you tell me where I'm wrong.
Oh, you crack me up. Well, okay. So I'm gonna throw a wrench in this. There are times where you could build a business and a brand at the same time. And that's when you're an expert at both. So like I use Mighty Yum as an example. I mean, you look at the partners of that business. I mean, you're talking billionaires and people who have built 50 plus million dollar companies. Like we're doing both at the same time. Plus there's good funding, right? There's funding that goes into building the brand, but we're building the business and the brand at the same time. Not everybody has that luxury, especially for new entrepreneurs, which is most of the people that listen to this. You're not an expert in both. The first thing you have to do is become an expert in running a business. That's the most important thing. And running a business is lead gen and how to get people on a phone and how to sell them. Like that's a big part of the business. You have to get good. You can't be good at everything and you can't try to get good at everything at the same time. So if I had to choose one, it's going to be start with learning how to run a business and then build your brand. And if it's too overwhelming to do both at the same time, don't. The business first. Now, again, like I just stressed, like it's not, I'm not saying you can't do both at the same time, but you have to have multiple people. Like with Mighty M, we have multiple people involved. I manage the brand. We have, you know, Mark managing, you know, another part of it. We have different people managing different parts of it. It's the same with Think Fuel. Like I'm pretty much the face. I'm building the brand. And then Dave's now running the business and the operation side of it. So we have different people doing different things now where we can run at and do the same thing or both of them at the same time.
Okay, so here's the question.
And it's all about cash flow.
Wait a minute. Don't steal the punchline. Here's the question. You ready? How do you know when a brand is a business?
Cash flow.
When somebody's paying you money for what you're selling.
And when you have cash flow.
What do they use? Cash. So see?
Oh, well, you know what? I'm proud to call you my COO because you're obsessed with cash flow.
Well, it's the C stands for cash. You think it's chief operating officer. It's cash optimization officer.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. So look, guys, ladies, women, whoever the hell's listening, you've got to just understand that building a brand and building a business are two different things, but they're equally both important. You've got to learn how to do both. And I'm not saying don't start building your brand, but if you can only do one post a day, do one post a day. Start with Instagram, start with LinkedIn, start it. Honestly, now I'm like, start with TikTok, right? Like just start with one thing and start putting your brand out there slowly. You don't need to be on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. You don't have to be on all of it. Just start with one thing, start getting comfortable in front of the camera, start building. Even if you want to start with a Facebook group, whatever it is, just slowly start, just put yourself out there little by little. But really in the beginning of building your business, you need to focus on generating revenue. That's the number one and most important thing that you need to do. And then slowly start to build the brand over time. Remember, when it comes to longevity, building a business might be short-term. All right. The goal is to make profit quickly. Building a brand is long-term. The focus is building a loyal customer base, a loyal audience. And that's how you build a sustainable business over time. But that takes time. It takes time. So that's what I got today. Anything else you want to share, Debbie?
Well, we know my favorite word. But I love the way you're
My final it. Words are cash flow.
Be in the cash flow. Be in the flow of
cash. You just get a tattoo on your forehead that says cash flow. Well, our business has never seen as much cash flow until Debbie became COO. So
I manifest cash.
Yeah, manifest money. But all right, everybody, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a positive comment. Subscribe to our channels. We're all over the place. If you want more, you can go to thinkmillions.com. If you want us to coach you, go to thinkmillions.com there too. And you can apply at there's a contact button on the top right to apply to work with us. So thank you. And we will see you all soon.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Think Millions Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode.